Joining us now in the first 100 days of a GOP House, Emily Wilkins. First of all, Emily, I'm depressed. God, time flies by. How's the Speaker of the House doing?
Well, he could be doing better. Kevin McCarthy, you know, he barely won the speakership after giving a lot of concessions over to the House Freedom Caucus. And a lot of those concessions are now kind of coming home to roost. They decided they wanted to give everyone more amendments, more of a say. And sure, you talk to a lot of lawmakers and they say that's been a very positive thing. But it's also led to these nail-biter votes on the Republican side. There was this bill that gave parental bill of rights. It's a very big Republican priority. And yet you saw a lot of Republicans vote against it because they thought it didn't go far enough. And then you saw one vote against it because it had amendments on transgender students and that wasn't going to work in his moderate district. And so you've had this sort of very delicate balance of trying to keep everyone on board. And at the same point, I mean, right now, the bills that Republicans are looking at, they're mostly messaging bills that they can tailor and tweak. They know they're not going to go anywhere. The big challenge, of course, is the debt limit. And I think there are lots of questions about really how that's going to play out.
So what's the schedule on that? I mean, if we stagger through April, we're focused on international events at the IMF. But what is the debt chronology forward?
So we don't exactly know yet what that critical deadline is, what the X date is. We're expecting it to come a little bit later. We were initially talking like June 6th. Now looks like it might be a little later in the summer, potentially even early fall. Republicans say, hey, we're on it, we're working on it. But they are basically locked in this sort of deadlock with the Biden administration, where Republicans are saying, hey, we want President Biden to come to the table and negotiate. And Biden says, well, you guys haven't even put out your budget at this point yet. What are we supposed to negotiate on? And so Republicans kind of point to these four bullet points they've put out saying we can negotiate on that. And it's been really at this point a bit of a stalemate. Of course, someone's going to have to move. I think both if it doesn't matter if you're Kevin McCarthy or Joe Biden, neither of them want to see us default on a debt limit. Both of them are going to be working against that. But I think Republicans want something in return. And the best time to negotiate is as close to the deadline as you can possibly get. So I'm certainly expecting to cover this for the next several months, and we might not see some action for the next few weeks and just kind of save it all for a big July or August showdown.
So, Emily, aside from this debt limit issue, which obviously is probably top of the agenda and one of the more important issues, have the Republicans articulated any real strategy or any agenda going into the 2024 election?
I think for the 2024 election, they're looking at a couple of the issues that really worked for them in 2022 as well as 2020. They are looking at things like immigration and border security are really, really big priorities for them. I mentioned that Parents' Bill of Rights, that's supposed to really appeal to suburban individuals, suburban voters, folks who used to really vote pretty consistently for Republicans, but then in 2018 began voting for Democrats because they felt the Republican Party had become too extreme. And one of the interesting things I've seen is that there has not been a huge focus from these House Republicans on abortion. You know, obviously that was a major issue for many of them when they ran, but then after the overturning of Roe versus Wade, you saw Democrats run successfully on that issue and win on that issue. And so you haven't seen Republicans bring it up as much as you have, say, things on the border, things like energy security. And of course, they have a bunch of investigations going on right now into Biden, the Biden administration. They've now started one on Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg after the Trump indictment. And so I think a lot of it's going to be whirling around these investigations, what Republicans find, and then just kind of sticking to the issues that really resound with their base and that they think can get not only Republicans out to the polls, but also independents.
And you mentioned the abortion issue and how they've kind of kept away from it a little bit, because we've seen in local races like the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it has been a real negative issue for some of the Republicans here. So have we heard anything from the leadership about maybe going forward, how they plan to deal with what is always a third rail issue?
Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, when you talk to Republicans kind of about what's next on the agenda, they will talk about border security. They'll talk about the debt limit. They'll talk about cutting federal spending. A couple of them will note that they did pass a bill early on that basically says that they, you know, condemn any sort of attacks on pro-life facilities. But in terms of actually getting legislation through, there was another bill that they were considering that would have kind of put some restrictions on how federal money is spent in regards to health care and abortion. And that bill was not able to pass, even with just Republicans, just because for some of these more moderate members who have these swing districts, they said, look, this is not going to be a good district, a good issue in my area.
Emily, our Emory Horton visited with the speaker out in Los Angeles, or I should say on the West Coast, to be more accurate. For Washington, was the speaker's trip and involvement with Taiwan and California, was it successful?
I would say it absolutely was. Just because the meeting occurred, because McCarthy was able to stand up there and say, hey, China's not going to tell me where to go. They're not going to tell me who I'm speaking with. It was bipartisan, which I think is really important. If you talk to Foreign Affairs Chairman Michael McCaul, who was actually in Taiwan the other week with another delegation, he says that, you know, one of the most important things to get right on the issue of the U.S. and China is to make sure that they're going forward in a bipartisan manner. And, you know, McCarthy kind of felt like he wasn't given a fair shake when he was in the minority, that Pelosi didn't really do enough to bring him into the fold. And so the fact that you see him actively reaching out to Democrats, making sure they were on this trip with him, making sure the bipartisan China task force is truly bipartisan, I think that says a lot about his thoughts on how united Congress needs to be on this issue.
Emily Wilkins, thank you so much. Yep. Greatly appreciate it.